Mark Olson is the interim general manager of Alberta Grains, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I ask just a little bit of an icebreaker here. How are things going with Alberta Grains right now?
Well, thank you, Keith, for having us on. They're going great. It's an exciting time. People may not realize the amount of time and effort it takes to amalgamate two longstanding entities, in this case, the Alberta Wheat Commission and the Alberta Barley Commission. But it really was about a five-year process that picked up a lot of speed this past November when we did a province-wide plebiscite with all our stakeholder farmer producers. And I believe the number was 92% in favor, which certainly gave us, you know, the mandate to proceed. We got a little delayed by the provincial election. As you're well aware, being in the news business, things kind of grind to a halt in one sense, in terms of actually completing these kinds of transactions. But we were very fortunate that when Minister Sigurdsson was appointed to take care of agriculture for this province, that he made it one of his priorities to sign off with cabinet approval on the amalgamation, which enabled us as of August the 1st to become a legal entity under the Provincial Grain Marketing Act as Alberta Grains and technically barley and wheat commissions ceased to exist. However, there is still a transition period, you know, whereby we want to reassure our producers that if we send a check that says Alberta wheat, you can cash it. And if you send us a check that says Alberta barley, we can cash it. So it's there'll be a bit of a transition, but it is exciting. We think it makes nothing but sense. Both Minister Sigurdsson, and we had the benefit of Federal Minister McCauley meeting with us a couple of weeks ago, and they think it's fantastic that there's this new unified voice for grain farmers across the province, and so we're looking forward to the future.
I was going to ask here, Mark, what brought about the name change? Was it part of Minister Sigurdsson's mandate letter, or was it your idea?
No, it as I say, this goes back several years in terms of discussions amongst our stakeholders and, you know, our farmers that, you know, why are we running two separate commissions, two different separate cost bases when, you know, most of the growers have a crop rotation anyway and grow multiple crops. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a general move, you know, throughout the country and throughout the province to see where these kinds of amalgamations or coming together of similar interests can take place. And I think government is very... they're not mandating it in most cases, but they're very keen to see it happen, and mm-hmm. I think that's why they approved it quite quickly.
Mark, in your estimation, how do you think the amalgamation will impact the entire commission as well as stakeholders?
Well, I think that it'll give us. When I say us, I'm talking about our 18. You know, 1,000 growers across the province. It'll give us a more unified voice and brand, not just provincially, but federally. You know, there are some nuances when it comes to research, when it comes to agronomy and policy, depending on the crop. But generally speaking, the issues that our growers are concerned about, you know, apply right across the spectrum. So, you know, it gives us an opportunity, I think, to have a stronger voice, be stronger advocates in their interests. I mean, if you look at this current crop year and all the challenges that have been faced, whether it's depending on what part of the province you're in, you know, severe drought, wildfire, flooding. I mean, it's just, it's incredible, you know, the challenges that that our farmers have faced. And so it allows us, I think, to more efficiently and effectively, you know, work to get them the support that they need on top of, and I'm just talking about, those are just climatic challenges, but there's all kinds of other issues that we can help them address. And I guess while I'm on the topic, my understanding is up in the Peace, you know, the northern Peace especially has been really hard hit. At least that's the feedback I'm getting, you know, from our directors and delegates across the province. So our hearts go out to those that are especially challenged, and hope that they can get the support they need to get what crop they can off, and you know, and look forward to next year. So,
yeah, I was actually going to ask here, Mark, have you gotten feedback on the name change, and if so, how has it been?
I think it's been really positive feedback. You know, it's when you make this kind of a change August 1st, and everybody's on holidays. You know, our marketing and communications department did a wonderful job getting the word out, and I think it's just starting to slowly, you know, come back to us now, that feedback and request for more information. But we were so more or less inwardly focused on all the details that were required, that, you know, we weren't concerned, quite frankly, that there wasn't a lot of noise about it out there, because we know that will come in time, and I guess that's, you're part of the evidence of that through this interview. So,
Mark, I guess I'm guessing, please correct me if I'm wrong here, this is probably the name change being a major, I guess, sort of hurdle that is now in the rearview mirror. Now that this name change has taken place, what are some of the projects that Alberta Grains is taking on heading into the fall and beyond?
Well, we already had a plan in place. You know, our fiscal year end is July 31st. So we had a plan and a budget in place, and activities and events, you know, planned well ahead of time, with the understanding that we would be operating as Alberta Grains through that period. Our governance model right now is that we have an interim board, just like I am the interim general manager, which will see Alberta Grains through to our annual general meeting in January. We will have regional elections this fall, and so there will be a transition. There'll be a new full-time, not interim, board in January, and you know, we're continuing to add capacity to be able to, you know, expand our initiatives going forward, especially in a cost-effective fashion. We're an administrator for the Farm Cash Program. That is through the Federal Advanced Payment Program, and that has brought a lot of relief to a lot of farmers across Western Canada, actually, because, you know, we have applicants from Manitoba to BC, but with the federal $350,000 interest-free loan portion, it's attracted, and given the conditions in the province, we've been extremely busy, you know, managing that process and trying to approve and get the money out to producers who need it.
Sounds like the optimism is there that things are going to be heading in the right direction. Not that they already are. They are, it sounds like. But the optimism is there that now with the name change, it's full steam ahead, as it were?
Yeah, the name change really, as I say, Keith, has little to do with our activities. Mm-hmm. It's branding. It's something that, you know, we want to create a great legacy around, And it'll be up to, you know, the new board to create a strategic plan, you know, for the next 3 to 5 years that'll enable us to, you know, expand our influence and the impact that that we're having. But for now, I mean, for our staff who've really, you know, come from both barley and the wheat, it's been a common staff running the operations for the old commissions. Mm-hmm. For them, it's, you know, you get a new logo on a sweatshirt or a t-shirt and a new ball cap, you know, because everybody loves ball caps. But you're out there doing field trials and different events across the province, and collaborating with a number of industry partners that we collaborate both provincially, you know, with Team Alberta, which is all the crop associations, federally with, you know, with organizations like Cereals Canada and Canadian Grain Growers. So we continue to work in partnership and collaboration, you know, with those organizations and with the, from a research perspective, with the academic institutions, be it, you know, University of Alberta, Lakeland College, Olds College, Lethbridge, et cetera. So.
Mark Olson is the Interim General Manager of Alberta Grains. Mark, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you, and again, all the best to all our farmers up there, and look forward to supporting you and your needs going forward.